This is the Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. My name is Debbie Lewis, and today we are talking small business, reverse mortgages, real estate, all the things that I do. I've got with me Miss Rosario. How are you?
I am doing well. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. So you are here with me today from the University of South Florida. What do you do for them?
I work with the Florida SBDC at USF, the Small Business Development Center.
You know, and I have been talking to, I've had a lot of small businesses call in on the show, and we're going to be interviewing them all the time, talking about how they got into business, and it is a little bit different than they thought. Do you find that with all of your business owners?
Usually what you think it's going to be versus what reality has for you is a little bit different, but if you plan for it, the difference should not be much of a challenge.
When people come into you, what process, what part of the process are they in of their small business? Have they already got it started?
For the most part, my area of focus here at the Florida SBDC at USF is helping businesses understand, plan, and participate of the procurement process by becoming certified businesses.
Now, what is a certified business, and why do we want to be one?
This would be businesses that are majority owned, or the majority of the ownership is in the hands of either a female, a person of ethnic minority, or a veteran or disabled veteran. Or perhaps
what does that do for
a small business? Well, depending on who you want to sell to, it'd be in the private private industry or government, it may add an additional competitive edge to your business. So, for example, you put a bid, again, private or public sector, and you are competing against another business in apples to apples, the two of you are providing or offering to provide the exact same thing. So how would that entity make a decision at the end of the day of between the two companies? Which one would they contract with?
Okay.
Potentially, being the certified business, again, women, minority, by ethnicity, veteran, disabled veteran, or small, that may make the difference at the end of the competition because it may give you the extra point or the edge, the marketing edge, if you will.
Because it always looks better if you're using a smaller business or a minority or woman-owned business rather than a big conglomerate. Is that just the way it plays out in that sector?
Again, depending on the private sector company that we're talking about, let's say it is one of those large prime contractors that do a lot of government work.
Right.
It certainly looks good for them to say, we have spent X number of dollars or X percentage of dollars from this project with certified businesses. Because certainly private industry does not have They do not have to have it, but it's a good thing that they do. So
sure.
You see it in their annual reports, you know, how much they have spent, or perhaps you see it on their website, how much they have spent with certified businesses.
Well, and I think we think of ourselves as just small businesses. I mean, I've always been in small business, and I'm not a minority business. I'm just me doing business. But me as a girl makes a difference. So what's the step process to get certified?
So we have a number of entities that will certify you, both on the public and the private sector. On the public sector, you may find your local government, city or county, may offer that that opportunity. The state may also offer that opportunity. And then on the private sector, we have some national organizations that also do the process. Now, these private organizations will do it for a fee. Local government will do it at no cost. And basically, everybody's looking for pretty much the same information. Corporate documents, your articles of incorporation or articles of organization, proof that you are who you say you are, between female, minority, veteran, disabled veteran. If it is based on size for the small business category, then there are certain rules that must be met. And again, it will depend if you're doing it with the local government or the federal government at that point. And then that you are a business that can handle it. And I would say that is the biggest challenge
for
small businesses.
How do they determine that? Yeah.
Experience.
Okay.
experience, you know, like when you go out and you look for a job, you have your resume showing the experience. When you go out and look for contract opportunities, business opportunities, you have to show experience with your business. And perhaps some of that experience comes from your personal experience as the business owner, and
right.
that counts. But then what you have done with your business is also important.
When we think of businesses that this could be useful for, what type of businesses are we talking?
Oh, my goodness. I see all sorts of businesses as far as industries. The key factor here is that these are businesses wanting to do business with other businesses. These are not businesses selling to the general public. For example, me as a consumer, you telling me that you're a certified business means nothing, you know, unless you
right.
are an electrician or an engineer that where you need certain certifications and licenses. That's different.
Right.
But if you tell me I am a certified woman-owned business, again, as a consumer, that means nothing to me. But if you're selling to me as USF, now that means something.
Okay.
Because now you're telling me that I get to, let's say, check off the box.
Right.
At the end of the year and say, I did spend money. I did do business transactions with certified woman-owned business.
Wow. Okay. So what type, give me an example of if we're listening out there and we have a small business and we don't know if this would be good for us or not, if we've never bid on government contracts or the like, how do we get started with this process and what kind of businesses is it good for?
It will be for businesses interested in doing business with larger entities. So
could be a cleaning company.
It certainly can be a cleaning company, catering, professional services, trade. So this is really open to most businesses that can provide a product or service to that entity. You have to be very clear as to who you want to sell to. If you want to sell to USF, if you want to sell to our local county or city government, if you want to sell to our state government, if you want to sell to perhaps some of the larger private companies in the area, them being utilities or hospitals and the like, potentially being certified should be something that you need to look at, because these, for the most part, these are entities that are interested in being able to check off that box, are interested in being able to say, I do business with certified businesses.
And that can open a lot more doors for you, get a lot more business at a much different level than what you're used to.
Correct. And you have to be prepared. So that's why it's not a matter of saying, oh, yeah, I am certified and I'm going to do business with everybody out there. No, you have to understand who you're selling to and who you may have a better edge with, you know, better connection, who you will serve best with your product and your service and based on your experience, and grow from there.
Can you help us do that if we make an appointment with you? What's the best way to do this?
Certainly. The best way is either give us a call at 813-905-5800 and request an appointment, or you can go to our website at sbdctampabay.com and click on Already in Business, request a consulting session. Our consulting is provided at no cost, and it is confidential.
Okay.
I work with the small businesses that are interested in becoming certified at the local, with our county and city government, at the state level as well, or perhaps some of the private organizations for women-owned or minority-owned.
Wow. Okay. So if we do have questions, there's plenty of people to help. Does it take a long time to get certified, or is it a fairly simple, straightforward process? Depends.
Maybe
perhaps. Like a loaded question.
No, it's not. It is not a complicated process, because it truly is not.
Okay.
It is a little bit time consuming on the part of the individual, of the small business owner, as they put all of the documents together. Because the application itself, it doesn't take a whole lot of time. But getting the list, going through the list of documents that are needed, putting them together, making sure that what they are submitting is a complete list of documents, that's where time is consumed. And
okay.
Again, that's where I work with that small business owner to make sure the list is as complete as it can be, because every time there is a question, the clock, if you will, goes back to zero. So okay. Many of these entities have anywhere between 14 to 60-day window to provide you with a final answer. But
okay.
When they have a question, that clock goes back to zero, so it starts again. What I strive to do with all of my clients is make sure that what they are submitting is not going to raise questions that will bring the clock back to zero so that they can get certified as fast as possible.
Get it moving and get some new business in. Okay, give me your number one more time so we can get a hold of you, Rosaria.
It is 813-905-5800.
Thank you so much. And we appreciate you being on. You know, we have someone, thanks so much for being with us. We have someone from the University of Florida.